there and hey, welcome here to another edition of Peacemaker Journey here at 98.3 CFNU Hamilton. Guess what? It's another day. It's Remembrance Day, so I'm going to do Fleeing Out of Ordinary, so I'll still put together this stuff. I'm going to start off with a lot of stuff from 1930s and 40s stuff that related to World War II, and I'm going to throw one in called the Bismarck in there. And yeah, and then here we come with this one right now. Yeah, all right, man, let's come off. Okay, we got it now. Okay, here we go with that one now.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de bat, a toot de blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
What a show, what a fight.
Yes, we really hit our target for tonight.
How we sing as we limp through the air. Oh, look below, there's our field over there.
With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing
with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for a word.
Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard.
Coming
in on a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fun. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on just a wing and a prayer.
Welcome to Pluto TV. Getting started?
Well, guess what? This is out from Ring Gunner for a great song, and it has a lot of meaning to it because it was written way back, and a lot of people would not know what this song really is, but it is quite the song. Next song I will be playing here called Sentimental Journey. It was written back in the same time around Second World War ago. If you know what that song is, you probably know. Now I'm going to start it up here with Sentimental Journey here.
A sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental
That was Sentimental Journey here, and you heard on CFU. And today it's sort of a Remembrance Day broadcast because it is remembering those who fought for freedom. Went for what would happen if we didn't go and fight off the dirty Nazis in Germany, undescribable one. Well, two things. One, I wouldn't be speaking English, I'd be speaking their language. Two, it probably would not be around to say much because things would be so bad that it would be unbearable. With actually, when you think of war, any war, whether recent, past, present, and know what war is? A very ugly, dirty thing to happen anywhere. Well, and it also, not only that, hundreds and thousands of people get killed in war. And think of World War II. The worst atrocities ever happened during World War II, from what I'd done research on myself to find out historically, well, actually, the worst, the most famous concentration camp during the Ossendoss. It is a very mean, ugly place for prisoners in that time. Because when you went in there, one, you might be treated to the gas chamber after being in the box or on the train. Well, you don't come out. Another thing happened, which many people got killed that way in the war. Many people taken prisoner were killed. Then there was something else known as medical experiment, where they did where some of the females had some very awful thing done. Some of them did not survive. Ones that did some of them did, but not all of them. A lot of them didn't, unfortunately. That's another awful one. Well, the worst thing it did, what came down near the end of World War II to get came in there, where the Allies were going to liberate the camp, they took all the prisoners and they started marching them all the way across the country, all the way across the Soviet Union. It proved villages to that, and some of them escaped, but many of them never made it, of course. But the ones that were so weak and bedridden from all the dangerous medical experience, they were left to be liberated, and they were picked up. That was really bad in many ways, because people you just don't do that. See, that's how ugly that war have became. It's something that we don't want to think about, but it has. But one other thing happened too, like where they built a huge battleship beginning of World War II called Bismarck. It was actually from Ballard's, reading information on Ballard, that same guy that discovered the wreck of Bismarck as well. He said that ship, I could say the races of the sea owned by Royal Caribbean and the Bismarck, put the two together, just like the lengths and size are identical. So, and the height is exactly identical to that. So, think about it. That's true. It's very ugly. But I'm going to be popping this one in here very shortly here. Yeah, I got this. There we go.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
We
find a German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
They hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
You guys ready? One, two, try that, go.
Oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim,
oh, eh. Try one more time, here we go.
Oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh.
And if that's a little too slow for you, the tenor part sounds like this. Keep singing that.
Wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh.
Come on, tenors.
Ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh.
Any words if you join us?
Ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh, ah, wim, oh, eh.
There's a singer right there. Altos is your part. And the sopranos like this. Pick a part. Sing along. And now the very famous desk cat, I guess.
Oh,
You sound fantastic.
Hello there. Wow, I'm back again on the air. Do you remember what happened in things, you know? Wow, I remember a lot of stuff, you know that is? Things that happen, it should be happening in our society today, and that is called war. War, it can be mean, it can be ugly, and it really mean. But also, too, I'm thinking of a song here that I will be playing. It relates to it in a way, but also relates to another battle that will happen at Wounded Knee, you know, too. Think of that, the American Stand Wounded Knee. That was a battle, too. Think about it, you know, in the form. So I'm going to replay that one, the American Movement Flag song.
And so I say to America, I want you to remember our past. This song is the American Indian Movement National Anthem Song. This song was adopted in 1972 in Gordon, Nebraska, when the American Indian Movement went there to protest the judicial handling of an Indian's death. His name was Raymond Yellow Thunder. This song was originally dedicated to the Yellow Thunder family, but because of the story behind it, the Northern Cheyenne people gave this song to the American Indian Movement. And here it is.
Wow, wow, wow. You know what time is? 3:20 for almost my time to go off the air here for another time. But remember, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Well, I'm going to put this in, but I'm going to switch this over to another final song. It was a day when World War II ended. There was a something, an American song or song that comes into our area. Here it is.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome.
But remember, think about it, remember it the next year, remember heaven. Make sure to be at the Gore Park Cemetery for those ceremonies, so wherever it goes. Today, this is to commemorate those who fought in World War II and recent wars go on. So this you'll take out with Johnny Come Marching Home. In the studio for the next show, so remember, be safe, and know what? it's time to hear the next host. Hey, yeah, how are you doing there?
Good.
Good, yeah. Come on in, join the party, yeah.